It's Mind Food Radio, and it's time to talk to my favourite Michael about the November edition. Michael McHugh, hello to you.
Hi, Nikki, how are you?
I'm excited because I love Oprah and she's on your cover.
She is. She looks absolutely gorgeous. It's an exclusive interview we did in Hollywood about 2 weeks ago, and we're absolutely blown away because during the interview, she, our writer Michelle had the latest copy in her handbag. And she moved it, and she said, oh, is that the new issue? And Michelle said, yeah. And so Oprah grabbed it and flicked through it, and she said, oh, I just love Mind Food. It's a great magazine. Of course, we've got that wonderful quote on billboards and in the magazine and everything. So it's not a bad endorsement, is it?
That's fantastic. Well, it is a good magazine. We've known this for years, haven't we, Michael?
Exactly.
Now, the other thing is you have got a really strong association with Tonga. Can you talk me through this? Because I think that's a fabulous initiative.
Well, what happened was the World Children's Cancer Charity Fund approached me at the start of this year to see if we would be the media partner in helping them raise funds for children in the Pacific. A number of them come to both Auckland Starship and Christchurch for treatment for about 3 months, and then they go back to their islands. So it's Tonga, Samoa and Fiji. And all the money raised also goes to medical teams from those two hospitals, sending them up to educate the local teams, and also bring some of them down, you know, for training in New Zealand. So when I climbed on board with Mind Food, I said there were a couple of conditions. I wanted to make sure that all the money raised went completely to the charity, because, you know, how many stories do you read in the media of, you know, some CEOs run off with the money or whatever? So they guaranteed me that. And then also I wanted to go to an actual hospital on one of the islands and see firsthand the treatment and care and the New Zealand team and what they were doing. So I actually travelled to Tonga, to the Viola Hospital there. And it was an actual one of those trips that was quite life-changing. You know, what I realised seeing these very talented New Zealand people that had gone in their own time and their own money, head of the blood and cancer division of Starship Hospital in Auckland. Seeing them train the Tongan medical teams was absolutely extraordinary, and the time and care and patience that they took. It was very sad at times seeing kids struggle through with that, and in fact, one little kid that we were, one little boy, Hao, who we were following in the story, we went back to his village with his mum and dad and met his family. And as we went out to the island, the nurse manager of the children's department took me out there. She lived in that village, and she was a translator. Her oldest daughter, who was 9, died of cancer. And she unfortunately had a cancer that, you know, these days can be treated. Because I don't know if you know, Nikki, but a lot of kids' cancer can actually be treated. A lot of it... you know, if you get, but of course these kids in the Pacific just don't have the same treatment available to them as the kids do in New Zealand. So it was one of those trips and stories that I've written that was quite hard at times. I even found I got quite weepy writing it, because you do realise we all do have a part to play in this. You know, we can all raise some money, we can all make sure that it gets to these kids and to the hospital treatment and to the professionals in the islands and to these wonderful New Zealand medical teams that are helping them. So, you know, I sat in a learning and an education part where Bridget Smith, the head education nurse, was showing them how to connect a, you know, it was a small piece of plastic onto sort of a syringe or something that you would then inject one of these kids with. And they didn't have that little piece of plastic. And the local Tongan nursing team said, oh, no, well, we don't have that, but, you know, to make do, we do this and this. And I thought, you know, how easy is it to afford that tiny little bit of plastic that comes in a plastic wrap that then is, you know, that would change their job? So it's little things like that that you just take for granted, you know, in our own kind of life. So there is so much more we can do as a community to help and support. And for me, it's our first year supporting them, but it's a really good cause.
Fantastic. Well, good on you. Now, you've also got a cracker quote, you reckon?
Well, it's the Oprah quote. This is the quote. Where is it? God, I'm now quickly busy flicking to it. We've even stuck it on, as I said before, we've even stuck it on billboards. But I think for Oprah to be holding the magazine and the magazine as she's, and then she says, oh, I love Mind Food. It's a great magazine. So it's not a bad endorsement, is it?
Well, did you have to ask her if you were allowed to use her image to do that?
No, she was happy to pose with it. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we've got it.
Winning.
She loves the magazine. And the wonderful thing is we've just actually gone up in readership. We're now the number one New Zealand-made women's magazine. So we sell, our readership is 233,000 a month. And we're so excited about those sort of achievements. You know, for a mum and dad, little small business, we're not doing too badly.
You're doing amazingly. And I'm really proud of, you know, being involved with you, actually, Michael. I think it's great.
Oh, good on you.
Right. November edition. It's got Oprah on the title and everybody can learn all about Tonga and maybe how they can help as well, because there's a link, is there?
Exactly, there is, and all the details are there. There is actually a home tour in Auckland on the 4th of November, 10 of the swishest houses, and we've got one of our stylists to go and decorate all these wonderful houses and beautiful sort of Christmas decorations. We put celebrity chefs in all the different homes as well, so each home they go into, you can sample the food. Michelle and I are going to be in one of the houses cooking from the Mind Food Christmas Cookbook, so it's going to be a fun day, and all that money raised goes to those kids in the Pacific.
Fantastic. Well, Michael McHugh, editor of Mind Food Magazine, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Nikki. Have a great day.